Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Are you a podcaster or would-be podcaster? Want to know how to shortcut the publishing process and reduce the gazillion steps you have to do before you can actually publish your episode? I'm talking about tagging, then uploading to your hosting provider, then writing your show notes, all using several different software. What if there was a way to do everything in one place? Well, there is. Introducing PrestoPod. PrestoPod is a content management system that helps me plan, organize, and publish every episode in minutes. Here's how I use PrestoPod. After Auphonic spits out the MP3 file of my interviews, I log into my PrestoPod account, select my MP3 file, and hit publish. PrestoPod adds ID3 tags and pushes everything to Libsyn and WordPress in minutes. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how easy it is to publish your podcast by going to www.mariegraceberg.com/PrestoPod. Again, that's www.mariegraceberg.com/PrestoPod. Women of the world, Marie Grace Berg, and welcome to the Today's Leading Women show, where real stories, real inspiration, and real takeaways are shared by women for women. Today's featured guest is Lindsay Gill. Lindsay Gill is the co-founder of MentorMe Inc., a marketing implementation and coaching company that delivers guaranteed results. After 15 years of marketing experience, Lindsay realized that many entrepreneurs need ongoing help and support to implement effective marketing systems to boost their revenues on a consistent basis. Her company has successfully coached and increased sales of hundreds of small business owners internationally. She is a proud mother of 3 boys, and she enjoys reading and shopping in her free time. Lindsay is passionate about helping small business owners attain the success and freedom that they desire. To learn more, visit www.mentorme.com. Again, that's www.mentorme.com. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Hi, Marie. Thank you for having me.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Lindsay, I really love what you're doing with your business. I mean, you are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the somewhat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call her on. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So let's take our listeners to your journey as an entrepreneur, touching upon the defining moments, the challenges, the successes, and what's next in your business. So why don't we start with your story? Share with us your unique story of where you were when you started this business to where you are right now, just to give our listeners a glimpse of your story, of your life, of your journey. Take them with you on that journey.
Perfect. I would be happy to share this with your listeners. So I would say it was about 11 years ago when I met my now husband in university. We actually both graduated from marketing. So back then, I was so passionate about marketing, went to university, went to school for almost 5 years. So when we left university, graduated, we actually ended up starting our own marketing agency back then. But now, recently, we rebranded to MentorMe 3 years ago to change the focus of our company. So what happened from the beginning to where we are now? So my personal story is, after going through what so many of your listeners, I'm sure they know of, the shiny object syndrome, you know, I went through that stage for years. And beyond the shiny object syndrome and not getting positive results from the programs I actually bought, I was even more tired of hearing the stories of so many entrepreneur failures, whether it was no positive results in the programs or they just didn't have the additional support that they needed. So me personally too, I went through the overwhelm stage with too much information, didn't know where to go, and I was trying to do everything myself. So through the failures and the obstacles and the challenges, what I realized is that without the proper systems, structures, and support in place, it was very difficult for not only my business to survive, but other people to survive. So this is where the whole shift from our marketing agency went from where it is back then to where it is now. So now we shift our focus to help more businesses improve their structure. And how we do that is we start leveraging the assets they already have in their business and we fully optimize them to its full potential. And the best part is that because I went through so many bad experiences with poor results in different programs, my husband and I built our company, and the biggest foundation was that we're going to hold ourselves as a company accountable, and now we guarantee positive, measurable results for our clients. And that was just through pretty much going through too many bad experiences, hearing too many horror stories about bad coaches, that we wanted to, you know, change and shift the industry around. And now we do guarantee sales results for our clients in any and all of the programs that we offer.
All right, so you graduated from marketing, same with your husband, and of course you have the foundation knowledge, and then you hone the skills in marketing by helping other business owners. But how did you end up, I mean, is it a natural progression or is it a natural step, because you have all these marketing skills, you're passionate about it, but how did you find that niche that you want to help entrepreneurs in this aspect, this marketing aspect, putting systems in place, automation, providing support? How did that comes about? I mean, I really want our listeners to really think through, okay, how did Lindsay thought about this idea? Just for them to see how is this idea usually comes about for, because a lot of our listeners are in the beginning stage. They're probably have an idea, but they just don't know how to birth that idea. And I just want them to understand or see it from how you did it. How did this idea birth into what it is right now?
Yeah. So what the biggest thing that we realize, and myself, is that too many entrepreneurs are building a business, yes, that they have to be passionate about, but the biggest thing is that beyond the passion, there has to be a market out there for people that want that type of service. So what we end up doing is niching around the topic of coaches. I've helped many people in many different industries, but just because I myself am an implementation coach and there's so many coaches and so many experts out there that they're so passionate about what they do, what they fail to realize is that your passion is great, but if there's not a hungry crowd out there, or you're not getting in front of enough prospects, or you're not visible enough, then it's almost impossible to turn your passion, and I'm sure you've heard this terminology, turn your passion into profit. It's really hard to gain sales or revenue from just a passion and an idea, but if there's no hungry market out there, if you're not truly clear on the value you offer, it's going to be very difficult to make any sales or revenue or profit from that business.
That is huge. I know passion. We talk about this passion, okay? Just have that passion and the money will come. No, it doesn't. That's just one side of the coin. What Lindsay just shared with us really is key. So for our listeners out there who have that passion, and you know you wanted to monetize this passion, there is this other side of it that you need a way to spread that message to profit from that passion. Because one thing is to have that passion, but is it going to sustain you? Let's face it, we are in business, and to be able to sustain the business, you have to be profitable. So marketing is part of that. Finding a hungry market, finding a group of people that are really passionate about what you are passionate about, that they're willing to pay for it, because that's what makes the business profitable. So great tip there. I love that you shared that, because that's a really important aspect that we need to understand, especially for our listeners who are just starting out.
Yes, it's absolutely critical. And I mean, I'll reveal, you know, the five steps I go through later on in our interview of exactly the five steps that are critical in order to turn, if you want to use that terminology, your passion into profit. There are really five key steps to do that. So I can share that with your listeners now or later.
Yes, absolutely. We'll dig into that one in a little bit, but let's talk about the five lies or five myths, you know, that people have about being in this business. So, for example, your business of helping coaches with their marketing, with their systems, automation, providing that support for them. What are some of the myths that people have that would be helpful for those who are thinking of going into this kind of business?
Yeah, absolutely. So many myths about the coaching industry, and I'll tell you some in many different perspectives. I feel a lot of people that are buying business coaching, they feel like business coaching is either for businesses in trouble or that are not performing well. And that's absolutely false, because coaching is for anybody that wants to take their business to the next level. They either need accountability, they need expert guidance, or they just need that fast track additional support to keep them on track of attaining their revenue goals, profit goals, or, you know, freedom goals that they have for themselves, their life, and their family. That's one myth. Another myth is that I think too many people feel like business coaching is too expensive. I always tell people, anything you do for yourself should be thought of as an investment. So if you feel that you need a business coach or a business support, think of it as an investment. And as long as you're clear on the end result that that coach or that mentor is going to give you, and you're confident that particular coach can help you, I feel there's no price tag you can put on this. Think of it as an investment. So change your mind shift to think of it as an investment and not an expense. I would say another myth is that people think business coaching is just, you know, people listening and sitting around and giving advice. It's part of it. I feel like the biggest part of a business coach is the support and accountability. Anybody could tell you information. You can get information on Google online for free. But if you don't have that support, that expert guidance or accountability to support you in your business goals, you're going to have a tough time reaching them. And I'm not too sure if your listeners know, I'm a huge believer in systems. And what system stands for is save yourself time, energy, and money. So with a business coach, you can save so much time, money, and energy because they've already reached a success point where you want to get to. So why not just learn and get that expert guidance? Because you pretty much are fast tracking your results, and you don't have to go through either 5 or 10 years that coach had to do. You can fast track your results into a year or even less in results, as long as you're willing to put in the work and be coached. You got to be coachable as well. I think another myth that people have a misconception was that a business coach has to be local. I think now personally, all my clients are on a virtual basis. I did a lot of coaching and implementations for it on a local level, but with the power of technology, virtual coaching and virtual support is so much more convenient. It saves a lot of time, and it's something that you could just tap into immediately. I think another myth is that people feel like coaching is not for everyone, and I personally strongly believe that you do need a coach in order to succeed. If you think of business as a sport, all the best athletes train every day. All the best athletes have multiple coaches. So if you think of yourself as a team player on a sport, or you're an athlete, which is you're the business owner, you have to work every day. You train every day. And if you got that coach to push you, hold you accountable, make sure you reach your goals, you will succeed 10 times faster than you do it by yourself.
Brilliant that you busted those myths that people have about this coaching business. And I totally agree with you with what you've shared with us and the way that you busted them with all those the things that the people can do with business coaching. And I agree with your analogy there also that – even athletes, for example, the one that you gave as an example, they have multiple coaches. We need that level of support and accountability, because it not only shortcuts your learning curve, but it shortcuts you getting the results that you want, because there is that support, there is that accountability that is so important in getting results. Love the acronym that you have for system: save yourself time, energy, and money. That's it. That's really what systems are about, and who doesn't want to save time, energy, and money? All of us.
Exactly.
All right, that's brilliant. Okay, so let's talk about the steps that you take. I really want our listeners to learn from how did you go from where you were earlier to getting the results that you have right now. So walk us through, or if you can give us an outline or steps in a way that they can apply, they can see themselves applying these steps, maybe a few steps, like between 5 and 7 steps that they can apply. What will those steps that you took, that our listeners can learn from, that they can also apply to get the results that they want in their business and in their life?
Yes, absolutely. So in the beginning, and I'll be very honest, I went through many failures in the beginning, but through every failure, I learned something that made me become a better business owner. And through the last 10 years, what I've learned is exactly the 5 steps I would pass on to any business owner that's either starting up or looking to grow or struggling because they can't get from where they want to go to where they are. So I'm going to start off at step 1. Step 1 is all about targeting. If you don't know who you're speaking to, if you don't have a crystal clear picture of your avatar, of who you're trying to serve, if you don't understand your prospect's problems or challenges or issues they face, you don't know their pain points, it's really going to be very difficult in order for you to sell them something. Because the key ingredient is that if you understand their pain points, then you can provide them a solution that will motivate them to finally open up their wallet to buy what you're selling, or even at least consider what you're selling. So targeting is the absolute number one biggest first step you have to do, because targeting stems off from your entire marketing plan and pretty much your entire business. Because if you don't know who you're serving and you don't know how to speak to them, you don't know how, and you can't completely understand their true needs, it's going to be very difficult to even sell them anything. And as you said earlier, Marie, business is about making money. Yes, it's about passion. But at the end of the day, if you don't have customers that are buying what you have to offer, you unfortunately don't have a business. So it comes back to targeting as step 1. So once you finally get the targeting right and you know exactly who you're speaking to, step 2 is what I like calling is having a unique selling proposition. And what that simply means is that you really need to know your unique value that you offer the market. There are lots of competitors out there. So one key question that I always ask my clients to ask themselves is, you know, what's the end benefit that you provide that someone else doesn't? So what is one or two things that you could say absolutely certain, without a doubt, this is the value you offer your ideal target audience, and nobody else out there offers them the same thing? And this was important in my business to figure this out, because there's lots of business coaches out there. So when I finally got my unique selling proposition, which is simply just to hold myself accountable and offer a guarantee on results with implementing the right systems in their business, that's when things started to change for my business, is because I knew what I stood for. My prospects knew what I stood for. My marketplace knew how I differentiated myself compared to everyone else out there. So that's step 2, knowing exactly what your unique selling proposition is, what unique value is. Step 3, and this is probably an area that's really important beyond the first 2 steps, is that so many business owners out there are focused on attracting more and more customers. And unfortunately, they ignore their existing customers. So what I tell my clients is that when you're thinking of growing your business, you have to think of it in three different areas. So the first area to grow your business is, yes, you do have to attract more customers. But the second and third way to grow your business is that you got to focus your time on your existing customers, either to first get your existing customers to spend more money with you, and two is you get your customers to not just spend more money with you, but come back more often. So you get to sell them more than once. It's really difficult to get a new prospect to buy versus your existing customers, because with your existing customers, they already know, like, and trust you. So you already have the know, like, and trust factor, that it practically, it's 10 times easier to sell to an existing customer than to a new one. So just the real message behind this is, don't forget the customers you already serve, because those are your biggest assets in your business. So if you really want to boost revenues almost instantly and you already have existing customers, what I'm going to refer to is step four. You need to have irresistible offers that are so hard to refuse. So when you're trying to price and package your products and services, you have to make them so irresistible that, you know, it'd be so difficult for your ideal client to turn down. Because the quickest measurement to do that is, whatever you're offering, make sure what they get is 10 times more in value than the price that you pay. So as long as you're delivering 10, at minimum, 10 times more value than the price they're paying, that would be an irresistible offer that would be hard for your ideal target market to refuse. And then the fifth step, and this is key, it's all about building and nurturing relationships. And building and nurturing relationships comes back to many different segments. Building and nurturing relationships with your prospects. So these are people that haven't bought, but you want to convert your prospect to a paying customer. So you got to build and nurture that relationship. Another relationship that you still got to nurture is your existing customers. Your existing customers are the biggest asset in your business. So don't ever forget about them. Whether it's sending them a thank you card, offering them another offer that would be so valuable, keep in touch with them. The third is joint venture partners or referral partners. These are people that you go to that believe in the product or service that you're doing, but you got to treat them very well. So you got to do a lot of building and nurturing of these relationships. And the last is, if you have a team. Without your team, your business can't survive. So you have to keep nurturing that relationship with your team. So if you keep building and nurturing relationships with your prospects, customers, your joint venture referral partners, and your team, then there's really nothing else, as long as you follow all the five steps, that you will not become successful in your business.
That is literally your blueprint for success. Our listeners out there, I hope you're taking copious notes, but I will have them on our show notes as well with the five steps that Lindsay just shared with us. I love the last one, particularly building relationships with your prospects, the buyers, because they are, like what you said, they are the biggest asset that more often we neglect, because we are so focused on acquiring new customers, new prospects, when in fact we have a gold mine already sitting there that we just need to nurture and provide even more value so they can be repeat customers. And of course, referral partners or joint venture partners, this is big thing for me. I also have another podcast called JV Success Made Easy Show, where you can learn more about how to nurture or how to reach out to joint venture partners or promotional partners to help you grow your business, because there is so much that we can do alone. We grow faster when we do it together. And if you incorporate those joint venture partners, it will really literally grow your business almost overnight, like double, triple, like that. It is where 1 + 1 is not equal to 2, but like it can be 100. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. So they get these steps. They get all of this advice and suggestions that you've shared with them. So today, so for example, okay, they got this list. Here's a newbie who is aspiring to become an entrepreneur. What's the first thing that she or he needs to do today after listening to this podcast with you?
I would say the absolute first thing is, you need to know who you're serving and what you stand for. first two things. You really can't grow your business or attract or keep customers if you don't know who you're serving and you don't understand their pain points. And if you don't know what value you offer, it's going to be very difficult to even get customers if you don't know the value you offer. So it's all about who you're serving and what value you have to offer the marketplace.
All right. So brainstorm those two things now. So who are you serving? Who do you want to serve? Who are this group of people? Imagine it for yourself. Who is this people? Who are this group of people that you want to serve? And what are you going to give them? What are you going to serve them with? What kind of value? What is it that you can help them with? So two things for you to do right now, as soon as you are done listening to this podcast, is to brainstorm who you are serving and what value you're going to be providing them. Especially for our listeners who are starting out, that is your assignment today. So take notes and then really implement this because this would help you. And I'd love for you to share with our community what you come up with. And you can go to todaysleadingwomen.com, connect with us on our Facebook group as well. Then we can help you as well and share your thoughts and share those two things that you can do today to move your business forward, especially if you are just starting out. So thank you for that tip, Lindsay. That's awesome. But let's talk now about what excites you coming up. So I'd love for you to share with us what excites you the most coming up, like a name of your program, who is it for, what do they get with it, what results they expect with it, and of course where they can learn more about it, because I know you have something really exciting coming up and I'd love for you to talk about it.
Thank you, Marie. So what we have and what I'm so excited for is a huge need that so many entrepreneurs have. And the struggle that they have is their cash flow worries and the inconsistent revenue. So what my company decided to create is what our program now is called, the Revenue Boost System. And you already know my acronym for system. So once you have a system in place that will allow you to boost your revenue, then it makes your life, your business, just that much easier. So you can have more free time to spend with your family and your loved ones. So our program is called the Revenue Boost System. And who it's for is specifically for entrepreneurs such as coaches and experts in their field who are tired of struggling to grow their business. You know, these entrepreneurs have either bought coaching or programs in the past but have failed to see positive results. Another sad part is those entrepreneurs that are just overwhelmed with too much information. This program provides the much-needed support, expert guidance, and done-with-you implementation support to ensure you get the results. And like I mentioned earlier, all our programs come with a money-back guarantee. So what the program involves, it's a six-week done-with-you program that consists of two weekly live implementation support group calls with my business growth team. You'll get to tap into their knowledge two times a week on top of weekly live group mastermind calls with my husband, Stephen, and I that are live on the call. So that's 3 days a week of support, as well as on top of that, you're going to have 24/7 access to systemized training that we put in the back end. So that's going to be a step-by-step system that will show you how to boost your revenue to 5,000 plus than what you're currently making. And on top of the 3 days of support a week, you're also going to get accountability and progress support just to make sure you're attaining those results that we've mentioned throughout the week. And the best part is we're going to also give you a daily marketing calendar to ensure you focus on just strictly sales and marketing activities. Because if you don't focus on sales and marketing, it's very, very difficult to get new prospects in your funnel. And then the last part of the support is we're going to have a private Facebook community of like-minded entrepreneurs who are also taking the program that are just as serious as you to grow your business. The type of results that you can get from this program is that you'll be able to attract more profitable clients first. Two, you'll enjoy a revenue boost by adding an extra $5,000 per month to your current revenue. And the biggest thing is you're going to finally eliminate your cash flow worries. And like I mentioned earlier, all our programs come with a 100% money-back guarantee on the results. So if you want to get started, you simply just have to go to our website at www.mentureme.com. So M-E-N-T-U-R-E-M-E.com. And right there, you'll be able to opt in to our Revenue Boost video boosters. And this is where we're going to share the three simple strategies where you'll be able to boost your revenues, as well as give you a detailed blueprint that will show you how to add that extra $5K to your current revenue right now.
All right, so that's mentorme.com. Highly encourage you, our listeners, to go there now. Mentorme.com, www.mentorme.com. This is a program that I fully support myself. Who doesn't want a revenue boost in their business? Who doesn't want to save time, energy, and money? And with that kind of support and accountability and implementation calls that Lindsay and Stephen and their company is providing you, you can't go wrong with this. And I know for, especially for our listeners out there who are authors, speakers, coaches, entrepreneurs doing this online, transitioning to online, or if you are, if you have traditional business and you want to take your business to the online so you can tap the market online, this is something that I'm sure will help you, because they help you with the systems, they help you attract clients, they help you add extra $5,000 in your current revenue already. Think about what an extra $5,000 can do for you, for your business, for your life. And what's a better way to achieve that than having a system, having the guidance, having that support, having the accountability? Lindsay and Stephen have this system that they have proven to work over and over again to you. Entrepreneurs just like you who have gotten results. I mean, they are all about results, and that's what's important, because if you don't get results, what's the point? You know? So I really encourage you to go there now, mentorme.com. They also have a really cool tool, and I'd love for you to talk about it, Lindsay, if that's okay, because that tool was like mind-boggling. It was like a breakthrough for me, because with that tool, I was able to see. I'm very visual, but having that tool really helped me see, wow, so it is really possible, because here are the numbers, here are the ways that you achieve this. So would you mind sharing with us the tool that you shared with me, and if it's okay for them to, or how can they get that tool, whether that it's a part of the program, they have to buy the program, or how they can access that tool, because that, I believe, is a game changer.
Absolutely. So, like I said, when you opt in for the Revenue Boost video blueprint, we take our prospects through a video series on the three simple strategies to boost your revenue. And then at the end of the three videos, you'll get an exact demonstration on what we call the Revenue Boost Blueprint. And what it does, it shows you step by step what incremental marketing improvements you need to do. And when I say the marketing, these are specific marketing strategies and tactics you need to implement into your business. And with just incremental percentage increases that will help you in terms of support and accountability for you to attain, you'll know exactly where you're going to be able to go from point A, which is your current situation, to point B, which is whether it's an extra $5,000, $8,000, whatever you want. We'll show you exactly how to get from where you currently are to at least another $5,000 per month to your current revenue with this tool alone.
That is very exciting, and I am sure our listeners are excited for it. So make sure to go to www.mentorme.com. You have to opt in for it, watch the free video series, because that would help you understand, gain perspective, get informed about what this program is about. And at the end, you will get that tool. So that's an incentive for you to really listen and watch this video so that you can, that you know what it is about and who and what it can do for you. And then when you pick up that tool, you will really see that this is this is doable for you, because you see those numbers, you see how you get to those numbers as well. And this program will help you implement the things that you have to do to be able to achieve that goal, if your goal is adding at least $5,000 in your revenue for the month. So again, that link is www.mentorme.com. I highly encourage you to go there now at www.mentorme.com. Lindsay, any parting words for our listeners?
No, I just wanted to say thank you so much. I'm hoping that that was a lot of value to your listeners. That was, you know, my life lessons as an entrepreneur summed up in 5 steps. I mean, yes, it was a process that I learned starting 10 years ago, but I love to be able to, anywhere I can, help add value and fast track any new or growing entrepreneur out there right now with the wisdom and knowledge that I've gained and personal experiences I've gained through the last 10 years.
Yes, and you really are providing more value than I would have imagined by being a mentor to our listeners, to myself as well, by being here on the show. So thank you for sharing everything that you've shared with us today. Thank you for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, just for being a role model to many and for bringing that positive energy with our listeners today. You know, women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you. I appreciate you and I appreciate everybody listening as well. Thank you for your time.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.